My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
That little West Point Lincoln mention. Thank them for sponsoring the show. Appreciate that. The Saban S-bomb, which we just played during, we acknowledged Nick Saban, and we played the audio of Nick Saban bringing the truth about NIL money.
I just want to say, you guys keep talking about a $20 million roster.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the right guys, you'll be out of luck.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's good. That was on the live broadcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Saban feeling it.
I had I could have confirmed it like 20 seconds after I questioned it, but I didn't want to interrupt you like I tend to do. So, especially to correct myself. So, I didn't actually. I wasn't correcting myself. I was just curious. I was surprised that you were. You seemed surprised that I would even have that question, whether that was
because,
on the actual
no,
broadcast.
No. Well, because
or not.
Because I would think if there were an internet feed, we would know about it.
With McAfee's show, there's a lot of stuff that's on the internet part of it, but not on the broadcast part of it.
Yeah.
So more and more these days, a lot of times you see stuff that it's a broadcast show, but there's a good chunk of it that's also not on the broadcast.
Yeah.
But this went out, I mean, not over the air. I guess that's the distinction, is it's on cable because it's on ESPN. So technically you're allowed to swear, but usually they would prefer that you not on the actual broadcast.
I'm guessing somebody talked to Saban afterwards and said, hey, or talk to
Saban. I know you're next to McAfee and he's all fun and loose and everything, but we do try to shy away from the four-letter words during the broadcast.
Yeah, you know. I don't think anybody in that crowd at College Station got offended by it necessarily.
No,
pretty saucy crowd up there, but there's kids watching game day early on a Saturday.
You know what Saban did? He succumbed to the same thing his student athletes do, is that you get in this podcast world where you get so comfortable kind of swearing and saying whatever you want that they sometimes forget and start swearing in press conferences.
Yes.
The Saban, he's learning a whole new, it's a whole new challenge for Saban. He's going to be awesome. I think he...
Yes.
I would be very surprised if he ever chose to go back into coaching, and I think he's gonna enjoy the broadcasting way more than I thought he would.
I'd say that about Belichick too, and I know that's probably a contrarian opinion that I have. I don't think Belichick's coaching again. I think
he's gonna enjoy this so much.
Yeah, well, I think there's unlike Saban, which I think there'd be 100 schools lined up to hire Nick Saban even in his 70s. Belichick, as we learned from this journey of him almost becoming the Falcons head coach, there's still a lot of hair on the whole Belichick situation with how much power does he want? Can he work with others? At the end there, Nick Saban, his drop the mic act was making it to the college football playoff and losing in overtime to the eventual champion. Belichick's drop the mic moment was coaching a team that had the third overall pick in the draft at the end of the season, you know?
Well, Tom Brady had gone off and won a Super Bowl with Bruce Arians and all that. Yeah, he might have a little bit he might have a little fire in him.
But still. I do think he's going to enjoy it, Belichick. I do think that's a factor also.
Part of it, too, is that the landscape's changed, and I think Belichick has an opportunity to dive more into the X's and O's in a way that you couldn't do on television before everything kind of exploded. It was all very surface level hot takes and everything. I think Belichick's going to enjoy that part of it. And then also, I think he's just a, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think if I had to bet money, I would bet that he doesn't go back into coaching.
I would too. And yet I don't think that's the favorite. I think everybody assumes that Mike McCarthy's going to get fired and Jerry Jones is going to give him a Godfather offer or, you know, filling in. The Jets are going to, Robert Saleh's going to get fired because he messes up the Aaron Rodgers thing, whatever.
Oh, that's the other thing that Belichick loves doing. This is the only way New England writers could get him to actually talk in press conferences. He loves giving history lessons.
Yeah.
And he's doing a bunch of stuff this year. He was breaking down Walter Payton film over the weekend. I think that's the part he's going to realize, like, wait, people are going to pay me really good money to talk about the stuff I actually enjoy talking about. And I think that's what's going to be. He can be kind of like a professor. I bet he starts wearing a tweed coat at some point.
Right.
I think in his mind, he can start to feel like, oh, that wise old professor that's teaching to the children.
He's dating one, okay?
Yes. That's where he's going to have a talk with HR at some point. Like, listen, it's not like back in the 60s. You don't go out and have a beer with your professor, okay?
So what you're telling me is you're going to pay me $10 million a year. I get to do the stuff I like. My workload is a fraction of what it was as a head coach / GM, and I get to fill that free time by hanging out with my 25-year-old former cheerleader girlfriend.
Yeah,
where's the catch in this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Belichick and Saban are both done, and I think we as TV viewers are all better off. I think they're both going to be excellent on TV. All right, Ben, real quick, impromptu acknowledge. I want to acknowledge the Kansas City Royals.
Acknowledge me.
We're doing something I think a lot of Astro fans hoping the Astros were going to do, which was pluck Yuli Gurriel from the Braves minor league system. You can still, the trade deadline was at the end of July, but you can still trade with teams for minor leaguers, and the Kansas City Royals sent cash considerations to the Braves for Yuli Gurriel. They basically bought Yuli Gurriel out of the Braves minor league system. He'd been tearing the cover off the ball. He'd been hitting really well. And he's a Kansas City Royal, and he made his debut yesterday as the DH for the Royals. Got an RBI single, which was very polarizing inside for me. The Astros are getting scored against, and yet it's Yuli Gurriel driving in the run. Here was the acknowledgement for Yuli from the Astros before the game.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to welcome back a member of the Astros family that fully embraced Houston during his 7 seasons at first base as a pillar of the organization as we entered the golden era of Astros baseball. In 2021, he won the AL batting title, becoming the second Cuban-born player to do so, as well as the AL Gold Glove Award for first base, making him the oldest player to win a gold glove at that position. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back 2-time World Series champion Yuli Gurriel.
And he was getting respect from everywhere. It was interesting to see. I saw the Kansas City feed, Seth, pop up on the internet of this whole scene. And you could tell the Kansas City announcers were like, wow, okay, this guy is being treated with great reverence here by this crowd and his former teammates. They were very taken aback by just how embraced Yuli Gurriel was by everybody. A little bit,
That's cool.
Yeah.
I guess because Yuli, I don't know, kind of, I guess he probably flew under the radar in a lot of ways because that team was so loaded with all-stars. Those teams were so loaded with all-stars that people wouldn't have necessarily realized that Yuli was one of the most beloved. And also, one of the guys that was, you know, and when kind of a bold move by Jeff Luhnow at the time, paying a boatload of money to an aging Cuban player who ended up being a fixture and a very critical part of all those. It probably was underappreciated outside of Houston.
And probably
I was
even,
also glad that he wasn't facing Kikuchi, but that's neither here nor there. So it was, it was a nice moment.
It was a cool moment. Yuli had an RBI single. Joe Espada acknowledged after the game. Excited to see Yuli.
You know that Yuli needed to get a hit today, right? You know, causes, you know, at least was not a game-winning RBI, but, you know, I'm always excited to see Yuli.
Is Yuli Gurriel, and you guys can answer this on the text page, is Yuli Gurriel the most popular non-All-Star of this era of Astros baseball? Like, there's so many guys who are, like, great player, and Yuli was a really good player for the Astros, but I feel like if you name almost any really popular player, they've made an All-Star game. You know, Springer, Altuve, Bregman, Carlos, yeah. Verlander, Yordan. I mean, I go on and on and on. They've had over a dozen guys named to the All-Star team since this whole party started back in 2017. Is he the most popular non-All-Star of this
most
era?
Popular non-All-Star. That's I guess you might go back to
Josh Reddick was very popular.
Yeah, Josh Reddick was popular, but also there were a lot of times where you're cussing him out at the plate.
Yeah.
You know, like those guys are. It's not that's a different level because Yuli was All-Star adjacent in a lot of respects.
Yeah,
but a better player than. I'm blanking on El Oso Blanco for some reason. My God, the catcher. Damn it,
Brian McCann.
No,
Martin Maldonado.
No, Oso Blanco. Oh, just driving me. Don't worry about it.
Oso Blanco is not. That's not Martin Maldonado. That's Robinson Chirinos. I'm naming all the catchers from the
I told you to move on because this is so dumb.
Oh, okay. I'm just putting the question out there for the people.
Evan Gattis.
Oh, okay. I don't think of him as a catcher. Sorry. He DH most of the time. Jeez.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good question.
I know. I was embarrassed that I was blanking on Evan Gattis' name.
Oh, okay.
I was embarrassed that I was... Now I'm embarrassed on your behalf that you didn't know his nickname.
I don't care. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think Yuli's in that conversation. I think Josh Reddick's in that conversation. Gattis may be in that conversation. Yeah. Oso Blanco.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Go. Chaz,
but they're not the same caliber of player that
right,
Yuli was.
Right, right.
Yeah, he's in his own category.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's a borderline all-star. Like he's a gold glover. He won a batting title. He did some things. Like I'm trying to think of who's like I think the answer is Yuli. Like if Chaz were playing at like a replacement level, even, you know, not hovering between AAA. And then by the way, Chaz is back for a few days while Jake Myers is on paternity leave. We should mention that. But like Chaz would be in this conversation if he just weren't so bad this year, you know, because of all he did some huge things in the postseason in 2022. But
yeah,
in the conversation. But I think the answer is Yuli, man. Yes, people are weighing in. Yuli is easily a top eight Houston pro sports legend in my eyes. Altuve, Hakeem, Bregman, Yordan, Correa, Springer, Yuli. And I read that. Okay, I mean, that's mostly it's so basically a bunch of Astros and Hakeem Olajuwon.
He's in some ways like Jose Lima, you know, had a popularity that was greater than his status as a player.
Yes,
you know, in different like if you, you know, obvious differences, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, there's a level of belovedness that goes beyond just the actual performance.
Yeah, yeah, like he's a character. And he did a lot of good things, and he had big moments, too. You know, he hit that three-run homer in that Game 5 of the World Series, man, that kind of flipped that game around. Yeah, text in. Someone said Evan Gattis was a lumberjack. That's what I think of him as. I don't think of him as a catcher. I think of him as a lumberjack.
I know. Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We head into the 8 o'clock hour. The Texans have a hard schedule this year. Are we overrating it? Are we overrating the difficulty of the Texans' 2024 schedule? One expert might say yes. We will have that for you coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.